Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kroner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Eisenstadt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Harry Eisenstadt. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Morgan moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Heath moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Trosky moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Trosky scores. Hemsley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt strikes out. One out. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley bunts towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Eisenstadt covering, for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenstadt takes first base on ball 4. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eisenstadt moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Hale, who tags Greenberg, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 2 in the game. Croner takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Eisenstadt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Croner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hale is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Hale moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 4 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Eisenstadt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.